אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם.
We are reading selected excerpts from בעל הסולם about building our future society, continuing in excerpt number 20. You can ask questions on Cup TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We see that the world is advancing. Well, if you can call it advancing, well, in our eyes, it's advancing toward corrections. So first of all, the problems are surfacing, especially the ego that's manifesting and forces us to correct it. So we have to learn these things that Bala Sulam writes about the last generation, which in a corporeal way in humanity we'll have to correct ourselves, and then how our relationships will change, in what way, from internal correction to external correction, and from external correction to internal correction, and how we can thereby awaken ourselves, bring ourselves to the final form, because this world has to come to the that same complete form that we say about the spiritual world. So the expression of the spiritual corrections has to also manifest in a corporeal way. And then once we achieve this, then this world, what is called, disappears from our feelings and becomes completely spiritual, becomes spirit. But until then, we must establish all of our internal corrections also in their external expressions in matter, in the connection between us here on earth. And therefore, there is a lot of work ahead of us. And here we will learn a little bit, at least, about from what he managed to had time to depict to us. Is that clear? No questions? Good. So let's go.
Excerpt 20 from the writings of the last generation. The religion of bestowal is solitary both for the body and the mind. Hence, it is necessitated and agreed upon more than any method in the world.
Meaning, all the methods in the world will collide with one another. Methods of connection, methods of moving apart, setting apart all kinds of social psychologies, family psychologies, countries, you name it. In the end, all of these things, all of these artificial connections will be broken. Nothing will remain of them. People will not be able to use them. Except for one thing, mutual bestowal without any benefit for oneself individually, or for one's group, for one's nation, but only toward the Creator everything should be directed, because then it's pure, absolute bestowal. This is what it will be called. Only this, in the end, will be, and will be conducted. And only in this way will it happen, in the end. Today we see that what do we need in our world? What's missing in our world? Other than the revelation of the Creator, nothing. We see on ourselves. If he shows us himself, this upper force, just a little bit, that he's the reason for something that happened to us, that's it. We don't care about this trouble anymore. His presence, even if it's not revealed, it's concealed, but still we have some illumination. It already covers up this concealed presence, covers up all of our problems and troubles. So just imagine what it could be like with the world. So where instead of all the problems that we intend to do to one another, countries and nations and parties, if the Creator were revealed just a little bit, how everyone would surrender and just stand like that, like little rabbits, willing to accept everything. So he just shines a little bit and doesn't go away. So you understand the situation that the world is in, that through its ego, it must get into this arms race and into all the problems and the intensification of evil and conflicts and collisions and what is happening. These Jews are keeping the correction method, because if the Creator were revealed just a tiny bit, the world would be elated and would throw away everything that is now putting 90% of its resources into them. And everything would be beautiful and calm and good. Nothing is missing in our world but the revelation of the Creator. And the revelation of the Creator depends on B'nai Baruch. Why are you looking at me? It depends on you. That's it. So, we need to understand, that's the way it is. So the religion of bestowal is salutary for both the body and the mind. Of course, everything becomes calm, and it's covered with abundance. Hence, it is necessitated and agreed upon more than any method in the world. So in the end, all the methods will fall as soon as the Creator is revealed, because they cannot, they have no ability to reveal Him compared to the method that we have and by which we try to reveal the Creator. And today we're learning how to do it. Meaning today we're in practice. And practically we're learning how to practically draw the Creator toward revelation, disclosure. For us, it'll be in bestowing in order to bestow, in Lishma, then in receiving in order to bestow even. And for the world, it'll be on a lesser degree. But it's fine. Just like grown-ups with kids, we will relate to them in this way because we are the Rosh and they cannot have this intention or any intention. They can only have desires. So we will bring it to them. What's important for us now is to establish the correction method. Design the correction method. Design the correction method. Establish it. And bring it for everyone to use later. Present it to them. So you need to see how our work today, that we want to discover the Creator on top of all the problems that we have individually and in the groups, and how much we want to extend them over the problems of the world, how by that we are on the path to correct the world. The more we learn it and implement it in the connection between us, even with any personal trouble, when I try to build systems that will help me to, as quickly as possible, as soon as a trouble appears, to immediately discover the Creator, not wait until it comes, you know, as an opportunity, I remembered it because of something. But I build all the systems around me in such a way that as soon as I feel any trouble, it'll immediately remind me that it's from the Creator. This is how we need to build the systems. And we need to build these systems around the entire world, around the whole of humanity. This is our role. It's our duty. For the time being, according to the appearance of hatred and anti-Semitism toward us, it's a sign for us that we have to hurry up. Like, seriously hurry up. Okay? There was someone else there, someone over in the back. All right, so you can ask.
You said that if the world, and just even a bit, would reveal that it's a creator behind everything, there'll be like a calmness, some relief in the world.
Just like we. Individually, does it happen this way?
Yeah, but there's a problem. He won't be revealed to whoever doesn't have vessels.
He will be revealed through us. It's fine. We will take the deficiencies from the world, raise them to the Creator as a conduit, as a galtenaim to Odiachap, and we'll bring it to them.
And by this, we're building vessels in them?
We are included in them by giving them the revelation of the Creator, and He is revealed from the Rosh to the Guft, from the head to the body.
The understanding that it all comes from Him will come down to all, to everybody?
To everyone. There's an inclusion among everyone. This is why Israel were exiled, so that in all the kelim, in the body, there's a part of the Rosh, the head. Then the body can understand the Rosh, the head, its instructions, its orders. And that because we all have to come to Ibu, in the end you won't have a Parsuf as in Rosh Toch Sof. The end of it all is a circle where there are no differences among everyone. How it happens? We don't know, but this is what will happen. In the end, they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. Okay? Good. But quickly.
Bala Sulam writes that the religion of bestowal brings benefit for the body and the mind.
So?
The body, we're speaking about health?
The will to receive, that's the body. Next.
Number 21 from the writings of the last generation. Accordingly, the law of bestowing upon others is necessary for all people in the world. And it is beneficial for both the body and the soul according to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Here I can go back to what you asked. Of course, in a healthy mind and a healthy body. That's what the Romans used to say. No. What for? It's obvious. What's not clear?
It's not clear how it bestows.
I don't know, and I don't care right now. I don't get into this philosophizing. It's clear that if we draw the light, all of our systems, including the most physical systems, work correctly. Period. I don't go into the body beyond that. I don't want to talk about it.
Because I'm trying to write in that direction. So it's important to understand how it works, because there's some...
I don't know how it works. The light works.
If we explain that the health of the world will increase, it's like a candy.
You will not find an explanation for it. Only things like that. The light influences the will to receive on all levels, including the most corporeal levels, not even the animate, but also the vegetative and the steel. That's it. It's a light. It moves all the parts and arranges, fixes all the connections, just like it developed all of the matter from the tiny spark, from that black dot. All the material developed from above downward, and it created all this mass, so it influences all of it, so it arranges it according to the breaking, according to a person who determines that he wants to be organized. So if we want it, it'll happen. But it's only according to the level of our general correction. General. The greatest Kabbalist could be sick, could get sick, and nothing will help him. Only our matter stands behind the general desire. If we see to the correction of the world in general, accordingly, materials will start healing too. Next.
22. The writings of the last generation. Humankind will not suffice with dry decrees without accompanying them with reasonable explanations that support and strengthen these conducts, meaning philosophic method. And in that regard, there is already an entire philosophy concerning the will to bestow, which is altruistic communism, sufficient to contemplate for one's entire life and thus strengthens oneself through acts of bestowal.
Yeah, so it's the wisdom of Kabbalah that we can explain in all kinds of ways, not like Talmud Sfarot, the study of the Ten Sfarot or Tree of Life, but in a more, in a simpler way. That makes sense. He calls it philosophy. A person will not be able to suffice with dry decrees without accompanying them with reasonable explanations. That's a bit of a problem because reason, common sense, we still can't bring it to the general public. They take no interest in this. That support and strengthen these conducts, meaning a philosophical method in that regard is already an entire philosophy concerning the will to bestow. Well, that's a problem. The method is ready. And we learn it and implement it, sort of. But still, to come to it. But the interesting thing is that altruistic communism is beginning to get closer again to humanity, and even in the U.S., they're talking about it in the rest of the countries, and who dreamed about it 20 or 30 years ago, that when they dumped communism even in Russia in the 1990s, that the United States in the 2020s will want to start adopting socialism or communism. And this is what's happening. We see that the changes are determined not according to man's desires, but according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. It explains that the end must be in people connecting, which is communism. So this is what will happen. It's a wonder how it manifests. And that today there are people who went through all kinds of stages and have given up and hated communism and socialism, even the way it was in Russia. And yet, they are returning to that same method. It didn't go away. It will come and it will rule. And Europe, after the crisis it's going through now, in America, after the crisis it will go through soon, everyone will return to the necessity to connect, either before a world war or after a world war. And the right connection between them is communism. This is what it's called. Maybe it's not a very nice name, a very pretty name, but it's a commune. This is what should be. Yes, Asaf?
I don't know if you want to get into this, but because you started this in the U.S. right now, on the left side, the liberals, there's three people competing there, Sanders, Ocasio, and Elizabeth Warren. And they're all kind of saying the same thing, is
tax the rich.
And so what does the Kabbalah think about this, about taxing the rich?
On one hand, of course, it's just. It's the richest people in the world don't pay taxes. This is known. They don't pay taxes. Common people, workers, anyone who is an employee and makes a few bucks a month, they do pay taxes. And they pay for anything. The rich, the owners of the corporations don't pay anything. That's been known for many years. So it's a just demand. But to what extent? In Russia, it was simple. We'll just kill them and take everything. I think Sanders would like that, and the rest of them too. The extreme left and extreme right are very similar to one another. They can connect. They can unite among themselves. No problem. Just like Stalin and Hitler. No problem. But what should we do? That's a different story. What to do? I maintain that only the wisdom of Kabbalah, by its treatment, by its correction, which is done through education and explanation, only this can bring humanity to common grounds. Otherwise, there is no doubt you will have wars, problems. It's very dangerous. And also, look, what can you do with the rich? They'll run away in every direction. They'll leave you with such things that take from some billionaire. What are you going to take? His businesses? They'll fall on you with all their problems if you can't run them properly. And those who run them and know how to run them, he's a billionaire already. So it doesn't work this way. In the end, why am I talking about it? Because in the end, it will succeed only through education. No other force will do anything if you do it by force. Of course, there will be demonstrations and whatnot, but you will not destroy the system. By entering these systems, permeating these systems gradually into the people in such a way that these billionaires will also understand that there is no choice. It's the call of the hour. And the fact that their narrow egoism keeps them from giving, I won't give and I won't give and I won't give, even though I have billions. They think about every cent like they think about $1 billion. Otherwise, they wouldn't be rich. You know the rich. Did you speak to them? Were you with them? That's what they're like. That's what they're like. It's amazing. It's a sickness. It's a sickness. Poor people or middle class don't really think about it. A little more, a little less. But the truly rich, they can turn the world upside down to buy something for a cent less, to get a discount of 1 cent. So I'm saying there is no choice here except through education.
Today, there's 26 billionaires in the world that hold the wealth of half of humanity. Things like this never happened. And you're saying still, only after education you can tax those great tycoons? Or
not them, but the people around them, people below them, people in the government, to start breaking the connection between wealth and power in government. What are you going to do? Revolutions like in Russia? What did they achieve? They destroyed everything. And then what they built? They built on corpses. Literally on corpses, by killing people. It was terrible. They did build something, of course. But at what cost? Okay. I think that these strong liberals in the U.S., they can shake up the society. It's a force that helps the American society becomes kind of reinvigorated. It's not like I'm for them, but I'm also not against them, because the world has to exist on opposite forces. So those three, Sanders and those two women, are doing something, Everything is in the hands of the Creator. But only we can balance them. And the American Jews, for the time being, you see, they're trying to avoid all those problems, and you will see what will happen in the elections. Okay. Yes. Yeah, the new topic. We didn't go through anything. Yeah, next.
So, we want to present the results of the survey we did. We sent this to all the friends around the world. It's a questionnaire that people could fill up what they'd like to study during the Zohar lessons, the evening lessons that take place every evening except for Sunday. So, if we can see the slideshow. So first of all, 464 people answered the survey, 204 Hebrew speakers. Right now don't show anything. 260 people from around the world answered. So we asked a few questions. One, do I even come to the lesson? Do I have a certain day I come? So, the results. Now you can show them. So, 35%, which is 165 people, come every so often to the Zohar lessons. 22%, which is 105 friends. They can't. And 200 and something friends have steady days, constant days that they can come to the Zohar. This is Israel and the world. Now about languages. One more step ahead. So in the Hebrew speakers, most people want Tess and the Tree of Life. From the 204 friends, 122 want that. That's the majority. Then we have Zohar that people want to study, and Bala Sulam and Rabash, which are the letters, it's less than the rest. This is Hebrew speakers.
But we are finishing the Zohar.
Yeah, but it was an option to maybe study Zohar to start it from the beginning. We also gave the option to write extra topics, but people ask for the Bible, the preface for the wisdom of Kabbalah. There wasn't anything like central. Now, in Russian speakers, one mainly Tree of Life and Tess, and also the Zohar. Those are the two equal topics. And Bala Sulam and Rabash less. This is the Russian speakers. The English speakers have a great majority of Tess and Tree of Life. Then afterwards, they actually prefer Rabash articles and letters. And the Spanish-speaking Kli, it's kind of all equal. Now, first slide, please. So, Tess and Tree of Life is most of what the friends prefer, and afterwards to read Zohar. But it's a bit less. And Rabash and Bala Sulam letters is kind of equal. Those are the results. And from here we should decide.
Okay, so
one more thing you said in the Zohar lesson on Friday. You said that every evening we could maybe study something different. And this also friend said that maybe every day study something a bit different.
Can we continue this survey about how to split the study into days, like 2 days a week this, 2 days a week that, on what days to study what? Keep it diverse.
Okay, we'll send another survey.
So that's one. Number two. No pticha?
It wasn't one of the options.
Because perhaps pticha, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, with Rabash it was very important. So maybe we should start from the Pticha, from the preface. Keep asking. All right? Do another survey. On Pticha and on the days of the week. All right. We have more. Yes? What does he want?
About continuation of like the preface or test when we learn it in a morning lesson day after day. If we'll learn it in the evening, there's friends that aren't there, so they won't have the continuation of it.
In a morning lesson, we will learn Ibu Aleph in Tas, in Talmud Sosfirot, because we're moving toward it. The parts before it we'll learn many times. Also, this part, we also kind of scanned it. So let's hope that we will soon begin to study it. I want this material, the approach that we are now learning, will permeate the groups and the tents, so you will live with it throughout the day. And after that, we'll be able to diversify the study. But first and foremost, it's about the subjugation. And it's not just subjugation, it's called that way. But still, from it, we come to action. In this subjugation, we discover the Creator. Out of this subjugation, we demand of Him. We ask for all kinds of actions. We withdraw them. That's the thing. By submitting yourself, you become the manager, the giver, the bestower, the doer. And it's called subjugation because you're using like a lever. You're using the Creator's desire to do good to you like a lever. That's the whole trick. It's this shrewdness, so to speak, that we can implement here, activate. So let's hope we'll succeed. And Kiev. What's with Kiev? Kiev.
Да, друзья, и маленькое объявление приглашения. Киевская группа непрерывно находится в состоянии подготовки к конгрессу.
Kiev group are constantly preparing the congress. Every day we have the Arvut team from 5:45 till 6 a.m. And we are inviting all the groups, especially from the U.S., in order to work and build together, see how we can prepare in the best way. So it's going to be in 5 minutes.
Okay. So, let
announcements. Zohar lesson, you are welcome to 5:30. See the Zohar lesson live today with Rav Leitman. Thank you, all the TV viewers. Have a good day. Introductory course to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you for an introductory lesson towards the course that will open about the basics of the Wisdom of Kabbalah throughout the month of March, all over Israel. More details on our toll-free number or our website. And song.
Yeah. Господи, ты.